It's always fun coming into this atmosphere and getting a chance to play Toronto this late in the year for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a normal game. It's always nice to play against a playoff team and play against a good team. So it's going to be a good bounce back for us. And hopefully we can play a good game.
Important just kind of wipe out what happened in Chicago and move forward now into this game and not really think about it? Or how do you approach tonight's game from the way the trip started?
I don't know what went wrong, but I think we were just pretty soft in that game. I think overall it was just like that game didn't really matter, but I mean always every game matters, but it was like personally it was just a hard game. But hopefully we can play a better game tonight, and obviously we need to if we want to get a win.
Yeah, I mean, this is the
last playoff team we're playing against this season, so it's a good measurement for the team and for individuals. So we want to get a good game here, prepare ourselves for the playoffs, and hopefully get a win.
Success you've been able to have here in your second year. What's been the biggest challenge, I guess, as the years got on, and just as teams adjust to you, and you obviously adjusting very well back to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's been more fun than last year. Winning is way more fun than losing. And just overall for me, it's just the teams are kind of watching you differently than they were last year. I just gotta find some more space on the ice and work harder to get scoring chances, and hopefully be better on the ice.
How much more difficult has that been in year two for you, Patrick?
It's been okay. Yeah. You don't really notice it that much on the ice. Just pretty much maybe more on the power play, but not 5-on-5. But just try to work harder and try to be better.
I find it fascinating in sports where guys are able to do the same thing time and time again and still have success. Everyone knows where you're going to shoot. You still shoot from there and you still have success. How do you manage to continue to have success despite everybody knowing what you're trying to do?
I think it's just I think good players can do that. I think the challenge is like they know what are you going to do and where you're going to shoot, but you just gotta find some new ways to score and try to be open, and maybe some other spots that could be open. But overall, just try to fool the goalie and just try to do something different every time.
With a week to go in the season, are you putting much pressure on yourself to try to score to get that goal scoring title? Or?
No, just the same as every day. Just come to the rink, have fun, and work hard. That's pretty much it. And if I'm gonna score, then I'm gonna score. But if I don't, then it's okay. But obviously, I want to win. But it's not my main thing.
How do you feel like the Leafs have still been there in the last 5 games? They might have been rolling so well in these 5 games, but still
not
generating enough together.
I don't know. Yeah, it's been a tough 5 game. I don't remember if I've had maybe one or two chances during those 5 games, so it's not very good. But just trying to work harder and support Paul and Nick on the ice, maybe more. I think that's been the Lions' problem the last 5 games, that we're just alone with the puck. We're not supporting each other, and we got to do a better job with that tonight.
Critical is it though? I mean, you're 4-1 in that stretch where you haven't scored. How critical is it that the Tanevs and some of the other lines are picking up?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good stretch when our line was scoring and the other lines were struggling. So it's good now when we're not scoring, the other lines are, and it's good for the, I don't want to say third and fourth line, but the ones who are grinding and working hard every night, they're getting rewarded, and it's awesome to see that. And for a guy like Tanev, he's not getting rewarded many times on the ice, so that kind of guy gets a hat trick, it's something unreal.
Is that one of your highlights of the year, watching that happen for him?
Yeah, that was I can't get over that. It was pretty unreal. He was everybody was so happy and excited, and he earned it.